1690 AM.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid. Montreal police are urging people to equip their mailboxes with locks after three people were arrested for raiding mailboxes to steal people's identities in Montreal and Laval. Police say the suspects targeted residences where mailboxes were accessible from outside the building. According to CBC News, the suspects would allegedly steal mail and open a bank account with a victim's personal information. They would subsequently go back to the victim's residence, retrieve the card they ordered, and deposit fake checks in the new bank accounts. In some cases, the suspects would redirect the victim's mail to other addresses. For people who cannot afford installing locks or mail slots, police are asking that they retrieve their mail as quickly as possible. Quebec's Superior Court has allowed a lawsuit against Apple and its Canadian division on the grounds that batteries in the iPhone and other products are not durable for a reasonable length of time. The law firm leading the suit is seeking compensatory and punitive damages for those affected. A Montreal Gazette report revealed that the lawsuit affects those who have bought any Apple products with a rechargeable battery since December 29, 2014. It will also affect those who purchased AppleCare or AppleCare Plus since December 20, 2015. The class action was allowed on the basis that Apple has failed to provide products that must be durable for a reasonable length of time. However, it is not clear what is considered a reasonable length of time, since Apple and the Canadian government consider batteries to be consumables and generally not covered under the Consumer Protection Act. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo a public health emergency of international concern. Now that the year-old Ebola epidemic has reached Goma, a heavily populated city near the border with Rwanda, the World Health Organization is looking to increase funding to fight the disease spread. The viral disease has killed more than 1,600 people over the past year. The current outbreak is largely confined to Congo, apart from three deaths in Uganda last month. Health officials and responders hope declaring the global health emergency will bring more international attention and aid. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the CJLO Session Special. This is the show where we play live and archival sessions recorded right here in the CJLO oven. This week we had Ottawa garage punk band Deathsticks into the station before their show here in Montreal on Sunday. That's coming up in just a bit, but first we're going to hear some other Ottawa bands that Deathsticks had to recommend. This is People of the Night by Elementals, Duster 2 by Empty Nesters, and then Break by the Tenenbaums. Here in the CJLO Session Special on 1690 AM and streaming through our website at cjlo.com. Stay tuned.
People of the night, Mr. Ambassador.
Ready for some thrills, spills, chills, and kills? Fantasia, North America's premier genre film festival, takes over the downtown campus of Concordia University once again. Come get your frights and delights with incredible features and shorts from around the world from July 11th to August 1st. CJLO DJs spin live between films in the Hall Theater every day of the festival. Visit FantasiaFestival.com for more information on movies, tickets, and showtimes. And be sure to listen to CJLO and check out CJLO.com for your chance to win tickets. This is all brought to you by CJLO 1690 AM and the fine boys and ghouls at Fantasia!
How do you know when you're super connected? You tune in every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to CJLO 1690 AM. Join me, Francella, as I go into new releases, old favorites, live requests, and dish out some hot takes every now and then. Tune in to Super Connected on CJLO 1690 AM, Mondays at 11 a.m.
Hey, this is Jem from the rock band Sparta, and you're listening to CJLO Radio Concordia. Wake up!
Still tuned in to the CJLO session special here on 1690 AM. In just a second, we're going to hear a live session recorded with Ottawa band Death Sticks right here in our studios. Enjoy.
I know. We're Baby Cages, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Flowers in the back.
Oh, Chris Hauer, and you're listening to CJLO Sessions. Found something now that sets my musing straight.
Do you like attending free events? How about free concerts or free film screenings? CJLO's magazine team is always looking for contributors to cover rad events all over the city. If you'd like to become a contributor, send an email to mageditor@cjlo.com and check out our magazine at cjlo.com.
Isn't laughing fun? Here at What's Funny, Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m., if you like comedy, talking about comedy, or talking about people who talk about comedy, then this show's for you.
What's the deal with
What's Funny?
Thanks, personal friend of mine, Jerry Seinfeld. We've got comedians, we've got people who just happen to be funny, and we've got me, your host, Steven. So tune in every Wednesday from 5 to 6 here on CJLO 1690.
Hey, this is Tamar.
And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
This is the band Deathsticks from Ottawa. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
So I'm here with Matt and Laura of the Ottawa-based band Deathsticks. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
I think you just did.
Okay. And Cody.
And Cody, our latest addition
as of what night? Thursday night?
Thursday night. Cody came over and learned all of our songs in two hours Thursday. And then Friday we rehearsed the set a couple of times, so this is Cody's first performance with us.
And now it's recorded forever.
So is Cody just a temporary addition to the band, or is a permanent member?
Time will tell.
Probation period.
Okay.
So Deathsticks has always been a 100% DIY band, but last year you decided to take things to the next level and start your own label. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, we started a label called Not My Car. I guess it's named that because we've always toured in cars that we borrowed from. First, we toured with Laura's dad in his Hyundai Sonata, and then we toured in my grandfather's van who passed away, and I got to own his van.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, and so we've always toured in a car that was not my car.
And right now it's your mom's van.
Right now we're going around in my mom's van.
Well, right now it's a rental.
Yeah, which is still not mine. I got in a fender bender a couple weeks ago and have a rental SUV right now.
Back on the record label.
So it's a pretty DIY label that right now we've been trying to do in-house production with, like, recording our own band and recording friends' bands as well in our basement studio that we've built, and hoping to release them in the fall, some of these things. Cody's solo album is one of them. A band called the Tenenbaums, based out of Ottawa, is another. And we have some other things in the pipes. Up the pipes? I don't know.
Coming down the pipes.
Well, I mean, they have to be up the pipes before they can come down the pipes. Yeah, no, the label, we're focusing on digital release a lot more than, like, I'm not interested in putting up physicals for people, mm-hmm. because that seems like a money hole that doesn't really have any benefit. And I think, you know, the bands that I'm working with seem to have the understanding that they can get their own physicals made, and I can give them some advice on that, but I'm not really interested in sinking a lot of money into getting vinyl made for people.
So the first release on Not My Car was your single In the Motors, and that came out last September.
Yeah.
Is that off, like, an upcoming album? Like, have you guys got something?
Yeah, it was going to be off of an upcoming album, and then we recorded maybe 6 or 7 songs into that album, and I had envisioned it as being like a pretty long, like 15 song album, which I don't know. And then we kind of just weren't happy with that direction, and we abandoned the project, and then we started pulling together a new EP more recently. So that single is never going to be a part of anything larger.
Okay.
No. I think it was just kind of an experiment in trying to change.
It was part of a compilation.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, other than that, we're never going to include it in an album or anything.
Okay. Like that. And you played some new songs today. Will those be on?
New to you, Zach.
New to me.
Sorry. But also new, yeah.
Yeah, Laura wrote them, I guess. Laura's been writing.
That's what I say.
Laura's been writing pretty much the guitar parts for the new songs.
But not actually.
Well, like, yeah. I mean, Laura will, like, sing a melody or something, and then I'll try to play it on guitar. But yeah, no, so the new stuff is a little bit heavier, I think, or something. But it's fun.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Well, thanks.
Thanks, Zach.
So over the past couple months, you've been playing a few shows. Has there been anything extra special that stood out? Any really good shows?
We played Sitting on the Outside Fest in Ottawa, which is a local punk fest featuring local bands and international bands. It's mostly like a hardcore punk festival, but we managed to kind of squeak in there. We're just punk enough, I guess. Yeah. And then we're playing Side by Side Weekend in a couple weeks. We
opened for Lung Butter. That was big.
Yeah, we played with Lung Butter, who are a Montreal band.
I really like that.
They were quite good. Both of those Ottawa festivals are kind of taking the place of the Auto Explosion Festival. This is the first year that it's not happening in quite a few years. So Ottawa's hanging in there.
I was going to say Lobster Fest, but I don't know if we want to talk about that.
I mean, it sounds like you have to talk a little bit about Lobster Fest.
We performed at a festival called Lobster Fest outside of rural Napanee, Ontario. And it was a really good time. There's a backyard and a large country property, and there's a stage built there. I think the first band of the first night started at probably like 10 p.m. or 10:30 or maybe even 11 or something. So there was like 4 or 5 bands. Like, we started playing at like 1.
And for Cody, it was what, your fourth year?
Third year
they've played it every year. So that's a feat. It's an accomplishment.
What are you guys' plans for the rest of the summer? Play some more shows?
No, we're kind of hunkering down in the basement and slowly recording a bit, but not really playing too many shows right now.
Studying, gonna finish my school, gonna write a big 3-day exam September 11th, 12th, 13th, and then music forever.
But you have to be
my personal plan.
Yeah, first become an accountant and then become a musician.
No, do the schooling to be an accountant. Put that on pause. 20 years later, I'll do that.
Okay. We're looking at getting U.S. visas for the fall. P2 visas to go and perform in the States visas. Legally.
I want
to
buy a house in Toronto.
Or a mortgage.
I
want
to do house shows in Toronto with my mortgage. And I also want to open a music store. And I also want to open like a rehearsal factory. What else is there? Oh, I want to rent a space in Toronto too and open up a studio for Not My Car. I got big plans.
So this is the first I hear of some of this.
All after September 13th. But there's going to be a 10-day on a houseboat. So September 23rd. I'll plan all this while I'm on the houseboat.
Laura's going for a houseboat trip with her dad for 10 days, and I was not invited. Everyone is invited except for me. I don't know why.
Any local bands you want to shout out on the radio?
Shout out to Walmart, who gave me a feature on their new full-length record. Walmart Forever, there's a song called Matt and Laura featuring Matt, and I'm Matt.
Do we say shout out before you shout out? Okay, shout out to Elementals, that Cody is the lead singer, guitarist of. Shout out to Television Road, who we are also stealing Sarah from. She's also
a vocalist.
A vocalist, but not here now, but will be in the future.
Shout out to Holy Grinder. Shout out to the London scene. Shout out to David, Rob, Jake, Preston, Lou, everyone there.
Ashley,
Sophie, and all the others that we
may have
forgotten. Yeah,
they're the most likely who are going to listen to this. No offense. For our end. Your end, but like for our end. It'll most likely be London people. They're our biggest, most dedicated fans.
Shout out to Empty Nesters, who always come to our shows in Ottawa.
Yep.
Shout out to
Always there.
Shout out to Tenenbaums. Shout out to Flaws. Shout out to Lil Slime.
Yep. All the way to PEI.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. It's been a treat.
It was a pleasure.
This went way better than the last time we played on the radio.
I'm glad to hear that.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. again. So bitch, let's fuck so I can smoke again. I gotta smoke again. I got shit to do now.
Who's smoking in my car? It's that nigga Cheno, a.k.a. Mr. Bennett, a.k.a. Tony Montana. I got some folks in Lowen, I got some folks in Sino, a.k.a. 100 De Niro's. You ever seen Casino? I just got back with Bino. I got a bitch, but she know her friends then did the Dino. That's that Chicago lingo. Blame it hot with cheese and a kiwi mystic. My dick won't even collar, cause she left all that lipstick. Niggas be on dirt, that's why I stay on petty. I know that banger's jam, that's why my hands stay ready. Flip the candy, yum, that's the fucking bomb is. Lean all on the square, that's a fucking rhombus.
Talk to her on the road again, leaving that hair on the road again. So bitch, let's fuck so I can smoke again.
You're listening to CJ.